Welcome to Rubber Tracks Trivia, coming to you from the Converse World Headquarters Rubber Tracks Studio in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Emma, and I'm joined here by three of my friends for this special episode of Bravo Trivia.
Yay! Woo!
From Housewives to Vanderpump Rules to Below Deck and beyond, today we will mention it all and see whose knowledge of all things Bravo will reign supreme. Let's kick it off with introductions. So I'd love for each of you to go around, introduce yourselves to the audience with your name, your buzzer sound, and then share what first got you into Bravo.
Starting with me.
Yep.
Okay. My name is Matt. I'm also Emma's boyfriend. And here's my buzzer sound.
Awesome.
Yeah. What got me into Bravo?
Yeah, or like, you know, your favorite memory with Bravo.
I mean, my favorite show is Below Deck, for sure. Mm-hmm. Mostly because I love the chefing part of Below Deck, and the chef always has the most drama.
For the audience, Matt also went to culinary school, so.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, we moved out to Boston. I left Nike and then went to culinary school, and it was super fun.
Did you ever want to then chef on a boat?
Yeah, totally, but I don't know if you'd be cool with that.
I'd have to be Chief Stew, and I don't think I'm down.
You would be a great Chief Stew. You could be Hannah.
Or Kate Chastain. That would be really cool.
Kate would be better. Yeah.
Kate's mean.
Yeah, that's. I'm not as nice as Aisha.
No, she's.
But yeah.
When Hannah. Yeah, anyway.
All right. We'll move on to Meg.
All right. Hello, everybody. I'm Meg, also known as Megan. Whatever. Either works. Here's my buzzer sound. That's a good one. My earliest memories of Bravo goes way back to truly 2006. I'm lucky to have those memories because of my mom. I mean, I was a freshman in high school. I don't know if I should have been watching Bravo back then, but I got my love of pop culture from her for sure, and Bravo especially. She watched everything. So my first Bravo memory is truly Vicky Gunvalson being like insane in 2006. And that was the OG. That's when it all started. They just don't make it like that anymore.
And you were hooked from the beginning.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I truly remember all throughout high school watching all the Housewives.
Yeah.
And then into college, I just never stopped. So
that's amazing.
And here we are.
For everyone, Meg has been to BravoCon.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Awesome.
Best weekend of my life.
Ever. Have you gone more than once?
Only once.
Okay.
In 2022 in New York City. Okay. So that was the second year that they had it.
They still do it?
Yeah.
It's in Vegas.
Yeah.
And NYC just so much closer here. Yeah.
I know. So it's just easier to do that and cheaper for sure.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Oh, that's my gosh. Awesome. Hopefully, I want to go back someday. I hope they bring it back to New York in like a year or two.
Yeah.
So
I feel like we should go.
Yeah.
We should all go.
Yeah, we should. Well, yes. Maybe they'll let us go with the podcast.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this thing is going to take off for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for being here, Meg. We're excited. Yes. I think she's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
I'm definitely scared.
All right. Our last contestant.
I am Lauren. This is my buzzer.
These are great.
And my first memory is probably similar to Meg. OC. Because I was obsessed with the OC show and Laguna Beach.
Yeah, that's so great. It was right after
It was right
that.
Around that timing. Yeah. So I was like, well, here's another OC thing.
Yeah.
And
And
I
you guys are both East Coasters. So was like OC just really foreign?
Yeah. It looks like magical, beautiful mystery land.
I was like, oh, this is a different life than what we have over here.
So true.
Could not be more different. No. Oh my gosh. Well, welcome everyone, Matt, Meg, Lauren. I'm so excited. So we have four different subcategories within Bravo Trivia today. So we're going to start off with Housewife taglines.
Oh, man.
And I just wanted to start off with a quick roundtable question. Favorite Housewife franchise? I know we talked about that a little bit. I'll say, for me, I think it has to be Beverly Hills. But I mean, New York season 9 is probably all time my favorite thing ever. Heyday of that cast, heyday of their drinking, heyday of their relationships. It was all amazing. But I think long term Beverly Hills has been my favorite. Matt?
See, Housewives is probably my weakest point because my mom also watched that. Mm. But it was more like I heard that in the background all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this? Like, it's just yelling and screaming. I appreciate it more now, honestly. What's the one with Kyle?
Beverly Hills.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
Well, I'm different over here. I it's so hard for me to choose. Like, I have two that I'm equally ride or die for, Salt Lake City and Potomac. I honestly can't, I guess right here, right now, Salt Lake.
Okay.
Because Potomac has fallen off a little bit the past two seasons.
Yeah.
So I guess I have to choose Salt Lake.
Okay. Yeah. Good nice. Answer, Lauren. Are you going to be different?
I am going to be different. I'm going to say New York, but early seasons New York with like Jill and Bethany.
Not
like,
New York reimagined.
No, I liked it like when it was just starting out where it didn't feel like overproduced. Like the drama was like actually natural and they actually liked each other.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into it. So I'm going to read a housewife tagline. And you're going to tell me the city you think it's from, and then a bonus point if you know the housewife.
Okay.
So I'm going to read it, and then whoever hits their buzzer first, the question. We might hear. Yeah, let me finish the question, and then you can hit your buzzer.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Number one. I'm starting off a little easy, I think. I'm passionate about dogs, just not crazy about bitches. Lauren.
Beverly Hills.
Yep.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah. Good job.
Nice.
Duh,
that, I was like, she's obsessed with dogs. It's going to be her.
Yeah. I tried not to read it with the accent.
I'm going to suck at this category.
All right.
Good one.
Number two. I used to flip tables. Now I'm turning them. Lauren.
New Jersey. Teresa. So, yeah.
Good job. Good job.
Nice.
That. Okay. Moment that is iconic. Do you think that's maybe the most iconic?
I think
yeah,
so,
I mean,
honestly.
That's what put her out there.
Yeah, and I feel like that is the one moment that non-Bravo people know.
Right.
There's we were talking on our way down here. We're surrounded by non-Bravo people here. It's offensive to my people.
We have to hide who we are.
I know. Thank God we have each other.
I know. This is a safe space.
The table flip, I feel like everyone knows that. It's like such a meme and...
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Did you meet Teresa at BravoCon?
No. I
okay. Didn't. Oh, bummer.
Who did you meet?
Was she in prison at the time?
No, she was. She was alive and well. my favorite that I met was Carl Radke.
Oh,
we like had a moment. He was so sweet and gave me like the biggest hug and chatted with me for a long time. So I'm like a Carl fan.
Wow.
Which is
he's single right now.
Opposite of everybody else. I know, right?
Don't do it.
Oh, Carl. Don't do it. I'm available.
Carl's the worst.
All right. Number three. I'm an acquired taste. If you don't like me, acquire some taste.
I know this. I know this. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know this.
Meg.
Ramona Singer, New York.
Yes, nice. Correct. Yes.
Wow.
Good job.
Good job.
Yes. Iconic.
Ramona, that's I love been that a while.
One. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a
Has anyone seen the Instagram post of her where she aged herself like back and she looks like a teenager?
She looks,
but it was Facetune. It wasn't like, oh, look at me if I was a teenager right now. It was like she was pretending that was her right now.
With, guys in their 20s.
I think I showed you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And she was like, oh, my friends did that.
What?
Like,
it was so.
Yes. But you look like a different person. Oh my God. That was.
She looked younger than her daughter.
Yeah, she did. She did.
I mean, she looks good, but. But like,
she
let's
does,
not
yeah.
be insane.
No, that's
crazy.
Let's
go see something. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
All right. She's all time. And that is from season 9. So that is like that prime season.
Prime time. Yep.
All right. Next one. I may be married to a plastic surgeon, but I'm 98% real.
Ooh.
Matt.
Heather Dubrow.
Yes. From?
OC.
Good job.
Yeah.
It's funny that housewives are easier, it seems like, and the city is a little harder. Okay.
Yeah.
Next one. I won Miss USA, not Miss Congeniality. Meg.
Kenya Moore Atlanta?
Yep.
Nice job.
Never watched it.
That's one franchise I don't keep up with.
No.
You're not watching recently?
No.
This season I got back into it.
Did you?
Yeah,
okay. I think I need to. My mom still watches it.
Yeah, I would bop back in for this season.
I know.
It's worth it.
I think I want to. I watched the early seasons.
Yeah. I mean, early Atlanta.
They were great.
Crazy. Some of the best. One of my favorite quotes of all time is... I think it's Candy, and she goes,
oh my God,
I am not Michelle Obama. If you go low, I'm going right there with you.
So good. Oh, God, I love her. So good.
All right. Okay, next one. When you've traveled the world, you can speak in any accent you want. Meg.
Dorit Kemsley, Beverly Hills.
Yep, good job. Oh, nailed it.
Love my little Dorito.
You know, I had a good start, but now it's yeah. going to
bag. I'm just so pumped I got one.
No, good job. Category. You got Heather DeBrow.
Yeah.
I know. That was good. Could
like,
be anybody.
Like Heather, I don't necessarily like her, but Terry DeBrow. Mm. And then Botched. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Loved That's Botched. Good stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love I have that. A friend who is. I didn't know this, but I, when iPhone integrated the thing where you could like, basically what you save yourself in your phone as now is public to other people who have your phone number. Mm-hmm. So my friend Haley, I had her number forever. And then one day it said, Dr. Terry DeBrow, MD. And I was like,
that's how she saved herself.
Because before her she iPhone. Was like, oh, I just was obsessed with Terry DeBrow. That oh she put gosh. Her own profile on her phone, like thinking it was just for her.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's
I'm like, this
hilarious.
Is everyone seeing this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So that just happened to me where, so you remember like Dukes of Hazzard, Boss Hogg was like the whatever bad guy.
No.
Anyway, I put myself in my phone as Boss Hogg in like high school, and then when I just ordered pizza the other day, I did it with Apple Pay.
Stop it! Oh my god!
Did I not tell you that?
Like, no, that is so funny.
Because I came to pick it up for Matt, and they're like, Matt, I'm like, we don't have anything.
They're like, oh, would it be under Boss Hogg maybe?
And I'm like, yeah, sorry, that's oh also god. Me.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh my god. Okay, next one. A good set of lashes can fix anything, even a mugshot. Meg. Damn.
Tinsley Mortimer, yeah. New York City. Oh, yeah. I'm wow. like.
Also, season 9.
That was
this season
9.
Was fire.
Yeah, you wow. seem to be okay. really obsessed with this.
I know. Well, honestly, like, I have so many more taglines that are in here. So if we have time at the end, we can go through some more. Yeah. But like,
no, thank
season
you.
9 was just like where oh, it all happened. It
really was. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Next one.
So good.
I grew up a carny kid. Play games with me and you're going to pay.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. Oh.
I love that we're just letting her
know. Just staring at her.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't know her name, but from Dallas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Does Leanne? Anyone want to take a guess of someone? Who'd
Leanne?
You say?
Leanne?
Yeah. Leanne Locken.
Leanne Locken.
I never got into
wow.
Dallas.
Wow. I never watched
I didn't know
it
there
either.
Was a Dallas.
There was a Dallas. It was short lived, which yeah. I liked Dallas.
Did you? I never watched it. I don't know why I know this. But.
Yeah. Oh, that's even more
that's
impressive.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Of them all, Leanne Locken is.
Yeah.
Iconic.
I just know her name and like, yeah. She was kind of crazy. Yeah. So.
We ran into one of the Dallas housewives in Coeur d'Alene.
Really?
True.
At the bar at Beverly's, Stephanie Holman, because she
oh
that's why blonde. I didn't know who that was. Mm-hmm.
She blonde, yeah,
blonde,
yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, oh my god, be cool. She's at the ooh. Bar,
and I'm like, totally cool.
Yeah, I was like, I'm cool. Yeah. I could not care.
All
less.
Good.
She was there with her husband, who on the show kind of sucks, wow. but yeah. like they seemed good. Yeah, who knows?
But they worked it out.
They wow. worked it out. I'm happy for them. Okay, next one. We have two more in this category.
Okay.
God is my shepherd, and you all look like sheep. Meg.
Alexis Bellino, aka Jesus Jugs.
No.
Orange County, no.
That is not it. Okay, I'm God stoked is, we I won't
oh
take points
gosh.
Away.
Okay. God is my
come on,
shepherd.
Use context, Lauren. You can get this.
Is it Salt Lake City?
It is.
Oh,
I don't know any characters from
that. Ooh.
You want me to read it again?
Oh. I have a guess, I think.
Do you want to guess, Lauren? And then it'll default to Meg?
Oh, I know exactly who it is. Okay, no.
Okay.
You can go.
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Maryam Cosby.
Yes, Maryam Cosby. Okay, so you each get a point.
Wow.
Love her.
All right.
Cool.
Last one in this category. Music may be my passion, but family is forever.
What? Music may be my passion. But family is forever. Wow, this feels like a really obscure, like, random
who's
season.
I'm trying to, yeah, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, okay, there's one housewife who I would argue is, like, the most legit musician or in the industry.
The lady, the blonde lady?
No.
Candy Burris?
Yes,
Atlanta.
Candy Burris, Atlanta. No,
wow. Know.
Interesting.
Jeez. All right.
So it's, like, 26 to 2?
Yeah. Nice. It is.
Cool. That was a fun category.
Yeah, that was
good job,
that,
Lauren.
That's hard. Yeah. I feel like these just play in my head.
Yeah,
because
that's the beginning of the episode.
Yeah,
right?
True.
Okay,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just like always. Yeah.
See, I fast forward.
Them.
You've oh, Lauren.
Oh,
skip intro.
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
That
I'm not going to listen to that. Yeah.
Right. I just like to listen to it at the beginning. Do you guys have any like favorites that I do?
Favorite tagline.
Mm-hmm.
The one about being. An enigma
wrapped in a riddle and cat.
Yes,
that is my favorite.
Erica
I do
Jane.
Know.
Wait,
fantastic.
Who was that?
Because it means
Jane.
Nothing.
No, because that is the only one I can always remember. I'm an enigma wrapped in a riddle and cash. It's like, what?
Like, what?
Exactly.
That is confusing. Yeah. Yeah.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah. On Erica, did you see her ex got or
pumped her ride?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
7 years.
Ooh. This poor because old that's man. All,
like, more than he has left.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
That's awful.
He was the Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're still married.
That's right. That's right.
Legally, yeah. Legal. But they're separated.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy.
Alrighty. Next category, a recent one I've been going back and rewatching. Uh-oh. This is called Vanderpump Trivia Dump, which I'm pretty sure you guys were somewhat prepared for. And this question, Lauren already gave me a hard time about it, but I feel like this is which Vanderpump cast member do
are
you
we buzzing in?
No, no. Oh. Sorry, this is not a question. This is our starter round question.
Right. Yep, yep.
Which Vanderpump cast member do you identify with the most?
That is hard.
It's a tough one because they're pretty much all terrible people.
Yeah.
Can it
be Lisa?
That was my answer.
It can be Lisa.
Because all the rest of them are absolutely terrible. Yeah. I mean, if I had to pick one of the actual cast members... I don't know, probably Schwartz because he's out of most of the drama, I guess.
That's true.
And he's not constantly fighting with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Like, you know, a good person. Okay, so this was a very interesting question. I really like this. I was chatting with my sister about it last night.
Did she agree with what you decided for yourself?
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yes. So she left. She was like, oh, okay, that actually makes sense. Because we were also like, they're all kind of terrible. Like, how do you pick someone? Yep. But... I would say Stassi because I have a lot of similar interests with her and I really identify with being a very basic millennial and that's like her whole brand. And I'm like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm right there with you. Like, I embrace the chuginess, if that's even a word anymore. But,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Lauren, make sure you're...
So I would say I'm a blend.
Okay.
I would say I would want to be Lisa because she's just very straightforward, doesn't have time for all the craziness, and I am like that. But I would say Stassi, like nowadays, not...
Yes.
Not true. Early 20s, like how she is now,
I would
say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would probably say Stassi, too.
Yeah.
It's the right answer.
I mean, I'm blonde.
For, like, our age range, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And like, she is the least terrible. She really is.
She's bad, and I understand why she's, like, bad.
Yeah.
But
she's grown a lot.
I respect that she actually did step away.
Yeah.
Well, she was forced, but...
Yeah, she was forced, but then they came back in the valley, and she did not. So.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
So probably Stassi.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is going to be a collection of Vanderpump trivia. Ooh. And you guys, it's just a single question and answer round, all things Vanderpump.
Okay.
All right.
Get your hands on your buzzers. Number one, what does SUR stand for? Meg.
Sexy Unique Restaurant?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, I did not know that.
Is that real?
That's real.
That's like they didn't make that up on the show? That's real?
Wow. That is so cool. Oh,
that's how they got that name.
Lisa. I just always thought it was SUR.
Yeah. Good job. Have you been to SUR?
No, I was just gonna say that.
Matt has been to SUR.
Stop it. I need to go. I need to go. I like it really upsets me that I haven't. Someday.
We had the goat cheese balls at the one in Vegas.
Oh.
And they were very mid.
They weren't the same.
But Matt said the ones at SUR are really good.
Are they? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta go there.
I mean, it's the only one standing in LA, right?
Yeah.
She's
like all Vegas and all Nevada.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Now she's gonna have a hotel.
And that's right.
Oh sweet.
She's taking over Vegas.
Oh yeah.
Wait, there's gonna be a Vanderpump hotel.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. Forgot about that. Dude, oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
Okay, right. That's our group.
I gotta get out there. Yeah.
All right. Number two. Who can hang a TV in less than 7 minutes? Meg.
Rob.
Yeah.
I don't know his last name, but Sheena's
I don't know his last name either.
Who's Rob?
Rob.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I remember Rob. Yeah.
Sheena was dating this guy, Rob, and Sheena's insufferable, and she was like, he's so hot. I literally saw him hang a TV in less than 7 minutes, and she said it 100,000 times.
Yep. Oh, she.
That's awesome.
She's something else.
Okay. Since Scandoval, Raquel has gone through a bit of an identity crisis. What two other names has she asked to be called?
I know one.
You can guess one. Lauren.
Rachel.
Correct. That's one. I'll give you 1 point. Meg.
Rocky?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, really? Oh,
she gosh. Has to go by Rocky for wow. a little bit.
Rocky. That was she, kind of a guess.
Yeah, that, well, that was right. And wow. then Rachel.
Wow, interesting.
All right, speaking of Vegas, Tom Sandoval first kissed Ariana Maddox at what Vegas hotel?
Meg. The Golden Nugget.
Nice.
Wow.
Why do I know all of
that?
That's
very Stassi of you, because Stassi is the one who's like the Golden Nugget.
The Golden Nugget. Yeah.
Which is a gross hotel.
Is it? Okay.
That oh, yeah, sense, it's in Old Town. It's terrible.
It's it has sharks, like indoor tanks
really?
That go through.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Well, that was pre-money days, so.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Good call. That's a good point.
So that trip.
They were staying in Old Town.
Yeah. That is where a lot of people stayed when we went to Vegas when we were like 21, 22.
Oh, God.
Like, dude, it's not even that bad. It's not that far from the strip. It, like, yes, it is.
It is far and it is bad.
It's terrible and it's super far away.
Yeah, it's so gross. Oh. Okay. What are the names of Lisa Vanderpump's swans?
Oh, my gosh. I suck at this.
We're all just watching.
Should we name like what we know?
Yeah.
Know yeah, one. The names go together.
Oh.
Meg.
Hanky and Panky?
Yes.
I am like so impressed.
Wow. I'm impressed with myself. Like, why do I have all this knowledge
That's
in my
amazing.
Brain?
No,
like,
I mean, at least you're putting all
how
this
do I remember
use?
This. Yeah. I guess I should have prefaced with I have a really creepy good memory and I think that also goes along with being a Scorpio. Scorpios are known for being like really good detectives, like stalker kind of style. I just like remember things.
Okay. Wow. I love that.
What's your Weird. birthday? What's your birthday?
November 7th.
Okay, cool.
Are
I'm
you
October
Scorpio?
20th.
So he's a cusper.
Oh, that's my brother's birthday. Yep.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Awesome. So many people with October 20th birthdays.
Yeah,
it's really
who's the other one?
Oh, well, some people from work.
Libra.
I also date the person I dated before Matt had the same birthday.
Oh, that's
weird.
Weird.
That's really funny.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's crazy.
Emma has really specific taste.
Yeah, it's my type. Lauren, what's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn. Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yep.
December 30th. So.
Yeah, December 30th.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Yep.
So you got lumped between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah.
Nice.
True. Yeah.
Good for you.
Right in between.
But Lauren's Jewish.
Oh.
But I end, the good thing is I always have it off.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
That and my mom's birthday is December 29th.
Oh,
so,
no way.
Yeah.
Cute.
Nice.
That's nice.
Aww. Oh, yeah. So your birthday is just like, you're chilling.
Oh, yeah. I've never worked a day in my life.
That's amazing. Okay.
That's the way it should be.
No, it should be.
I like it.
I would never. I love that. All right. Next question. What is it not about? Meg.
The pasta.
Yes. Do you guys know what we're talking about?
Yes, now it's coming.
Not about the pasta.
And do you know what they were actually talking about?
Were they talking about cocaine?
Yes. Pasta was it? So
I learned that like recently.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Okay, so Lala and James were having a fight, and it was about she took some of Raquel's pasta is what they were saying. So the viewers are watching it, and she's like, it's not about the pasta. Or maybe James is saying that.
Yeah.
But turns out they were talking about cocaine,
oh,
which makes more sense of why they would be so upset that she took some of Raquel's.
Yeah. People do get more mad about you taking their pasta.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Sure.
I was always like, why is he so obsessed with pasta?
There's no way they're eating pasta. They're all so skinny.
That's true.
For sure, yeah.
All right. What did Kristen, Stassi, and Katie call each other? Lauren.
Well, something about witches.
Mm-hmm. Matt.
Which is a WeHo.
Oh,
yeah.
Good job.
Yep. They made the wine and I bought it.
How was it?
Several times. It was actually pretty good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Doesn't exist anymore.
Did you
anymore,
try
but
yeah. Oh, Matt tried it. He didn't like it.
I mean, for what it was,
no,
like
was
years
say,
ago.
To your point, was it terrible?
No, yeah.
It wasn't
okay.
terrible.
There we go.
It was an experience.
Well, that was a moment in time.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
All right. What did Tom Sandoval have a NASCAR driver sign for him?
Ooh, Tom Sandoval have a NASCAR driver's.
I don't even remember the NASCAR.
Is this
driver.
Guessable?
The hint I will give you is
kind of remember.
It's not a traditionally male item. It's a beauty item for styling.
Huh?
For styling.
Lauren.
Hairspray.
Close.
Ooh.
Close. It's a hair item.
Huh.
A tool.
A hair. A dryer?
Nope.
Hairbrush?
Nope. You were closer with dryer. Matt.
a hair straightener.
Yes.
Oh.
Good job.
I think I do remember that.
I do. Yeah, back when he used to like straighten his hair all the time. Yeah,
but was he just holding it?
That's what I want to know.
That's so weird.
If I remember correctly, they were staying in RVs. And I feel like maybe the NASCAR driver was walking around.
And that's all he had on.
Like, that's what he
It's like having this hair. Exactly. With Randy Jackson's autograph. Yes. That's literally what that is.
Yeah, it's all he had on him.
That's awesome.
Oh my God.
Okay, you guys, this is going to be one you want to have your hands over your buzzers.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What pet name did Katie and Tom call each other? Matt.
Bubby. Bubba.
Yeah.
They say all of them.
Yeah.
Thought you were wrong.
Bubby.
At first.
Bubba.
Bubba.
And then they had the painting on the wall.
Yeah.
Like,
so and Bubba. He got tattooed.
Oh, yeah. He got the tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's right. That's never a good thing to do.
We just watched the episode where Jax gets Stassi's name tattooed on his arm when they're not together.
And we're like, oh, how stupid. And they're like, she loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. It did work.
She totally loved it. And her mom was like, oh, you got a tattoo, your name tattooed? I'm like, dude, what is wrong with you guys?
Oh, my God. That's probably why she's so upset with Bo.
Probably he's not willing. He got. Oh my gosh.
Yep. Wait.
Revelation. Okay.
That is a revelation.
Explain this to Matt.
So we were watching Vanderpump Villa.
Okay.
And Stassi was on it with her husband, and their family and friends came, and his sister was there, and Bo has his sister tattooed on him.
Oh.
And Stassi.
And it's a sister that he met later in life. Like she's Italian. I think they were like.
Wait, her name or like a picture of her?
No, her name.
Why?
So it's weird, right?
Yeah, it's a little.
Even if you didn't meet her later in life, like my sister got my name tattooed on her and it was like, I don't know. I get that she is like, oh, you just love them. But I'm like, I don't know. It just feels weird.
Yeah.
You know?
It does. It feels intimate.
So Stassi was very upset because he doesn't have the kid's name on him, and he doesn't have her name on him.
Like,
and
like,
it was
all
like
all of my boyfriends have gotten their name.
Well,
and that's the thing,
right?
I didn't even think
I didn't
about.
Know.
Is
no,
that Jax
same.
Has literally done that for her. So sure, she's like, a guy I wasn't even with got my name tattooed, but you won't do it.
Yeah, right. In the episode,
that's a good
that
point.
Her dad has her mom's name tattooed on him. So it's like, it's a thing for them.
But they got divorced.
Oh.
Yeah, well,
yeah, true. Mm,
okay.
But, yeah.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Last question, speaking of Jax, this is going to be about him.
Oh, boy.
Last question. What did Jax steal in Hawaii? Oh. You guys want... Who? Lauren?
I think that was you. Yeah, I kept going.
Sunglasses?
Yeah.
Sunglasses. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was really funny.
That was. It was like...
Oh, my God.
He had money at that time.
Yeah, come on.
And you had to steal sunglasses.
They were probably like $200 or $300.
Yeah,
like... Buddy, come on.
No, he's a crazy person.
Crazy.
That is one thing, watching Vanderpump from the beginning and then watching The Valley right now.
He hasn't
changed. Like he's literally the same person.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
Last night's episode, which obviously I will not spoil, but it was a lot about Jax and
God.
He is like, it was bad.
Yeah.
Did you tell them about how we saw them in Disneyland?
Oh yeah.
Wait,
oh my
what?
Gosh. Okay, so we were in Disneyland and Matt's actually run into the cast multiple times.
Yeah.
What?
Well, yeah, so I'll tell
gosh.
That first.
Okay.
So we were in Vegas with like some friends. This was, I don't know. This was still pretty early on because it was like Tom and Ariana were together at that point. So it was like around there. They were in Vegas. We're walking around and we were at Planet Hollywood and they pulled up to like a roulette table near us. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm going to buy him shots. I'm going to do shots with him. So I went and bought like 12 shots of tequila. And like I tried to bring it over to him on a tray. And they like the whatever producers were ever saying, they're like, absolutely fucking not. And I'm like, no, I won't do it. And then you're like, no. So then I just had 12 shots.
Oh, God.
Because I was like, yeah, they're so cool on the show. And like, it was kind of like, man, sad for me because, you know, they walked up and they shot like 5 minutes of them at a roulette table and then moved on. And I was like, oh, it's fake. I don't know why I thought it was real. Anyway.
I mean, again, it was early on.
Yeah, it was early
on.
But yeah, so then we're at Disneyland. And this was
Matt and I were at Disneyland.
This was 2 years ago. Whatever, it's like evening time, and we were trying to decide if we wanted to go on It's a Small World, just like sit down and take a while because like
and there was no line. We were like,
well, there was a line. That's why we were like, should we wait or should we not?
Yeah,
and so we decide kind of not to, and then we're like walking away, and I hear a voice, and I was like, that's Brittany.
Stop.
I didn't
even see her.
You can raw inhale.
I didn't even see her.
Hear that anywhere?
Yes, exactly. Oh, and I was like, that's Brittany, and I turn around, I'm like.
Stop.
Emma, look. And then Emma is like, okay, calm down. going out. And I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah. I was like, let's just go over here. Let's just go over here. And yeah. we had to go like sit. Because I'm not an approach a celebrity person. No. And I never want anyone to think I'm fangirling over them.
I know.
Yeah, so it was Jax, Brittany, and Lala.
And we didn't realize it was Lala, though. So at first we just see Jax and Brittany. And Jax had a backpack on that said cruise. So I was also like, that's not super inconspicuous. But we end up walking in behind them, we not meaning to follow them, but we were both going to the same area.
There's only one way to go.
And we're standing there, and then we're like, oh my gosh, wait, that's Lala too. So it was Lala, Brittany, Jackson, Lala's mom, and then like the kids. But I honestly did not even register the children. But the one, there were a couple takeaways from seeing them in person.
Yes.
One, Brittany was like a lot cuter.
Yes.
Really?
In person.
I think they all were.
Yeah. Honestly. And Jax, I was like, wait.
He looks skinny.
Jax is attractive. I have never in my life thought he was attractive.
No. Yeah.
Seeing him in person, I was like, okay, he's like taller than you think.
Yeah.
He's fit, and he didn't look as severe.
Yeah.
I thought Lala looked way better too.
Lala wasn't, I don't think she was wearing like makeup, had a hat on. She looked good.
They just look like normal people. You see him in person, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And Brittany was like super cute. Aww. So that was my take. I was just like, wait, Jax actually, it helped me understand more of the Jax allure, because I was like, this guy is crazy looking.
Well, it's like anything else. Like if someone on TV, you're comparing them to everyone else on TV.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, so and so is not even attracting me. Like, if you saw them in real life, they're a real person.
Yeah, true. Like,
that person is gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, people are usually smaller too than they look on camera.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
All right, well, love Vanderpump. Okay, we're gonna take a quick ad break.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, so I'd like to take a moment to talk about one of our sponsors, Otgen Life Coaching, founded by April Otgen in 1994. Otgen Life Coaching is in the business of you. Helping you to be the best you can be. From makeup to skincare to hair care to yoga to Pilates to fashion to dancing to career to party planning to motherhood to relationships to marriage to family and more, Otgen Life Coaching is here to help you navigate whatever life throws your way. Use code April69 for 20% off your first session with April. Call or text 832-466-2738 at any time of the day or night to schedule your consultation. Thank you, Otgen Life Coaching, for your continued support of Rubber Tracks Trivia, and don't wait to start living your best life. Okay, how to take a deep breath after that. It's a long one. Thank you again, Otgen Consulting, Otgen Life Coaching. All right. We have two rounds left. The scores are close-ish. Meg's in the lead.
That was really nice of you.
Because the first rounds were 2 points each.
Yeah, she kind of ran away with that.
Because you got the first and the
second.
Oh, boy.
But then, just make those 1 point.
Lauren and Matt, you guys are close.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so, that I believe.
Second place. That's fine. I feel like...
I mean, we know who the winner is.
That's fine, yeah.
We'll see. You guys can make it up here.
I know.
Are these worth 5 points?
These ones can be multi-points.
Okay.
So I'm going, this one's called Bravo Breakups. So, first I wanted to start by favorite or least favorite Bravo couple or a couple that you would ship.
Ship?
Like you would put them together.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's the same answer, but the Dubrows, they're the best. I also feel like they have a pretty good relationship.
Yes.
Like they Not seem to respect each other and they do certain things.
I think they like each other.
I think so too. Yeah. I'd probably say them.
That's a good one. I have a really random one that I was thinking about last night. My girl Dolores and Polly. I know he's new, but I think he's just so much better for her than that other weirdo before him. So I forget his name. David.
The guy who lived with her ex-husband. Yeah. And wouldn't live with her.
Yeah. Weird. But I just love Dolores so much. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I know. I had a hard time thinking about that. I know my least favorite by far, also on the same franchise, Joe and Melissa Gorga. Like, please.
Are you a tree hugger?
I'm a tree hugger.
Oh, okay.
I am.
Wow.
I know. It's kind of crazy. I think.
Because it's just too much.
Even now I am. Yeah. I just, something about Melissa Gorga rubs me the wrong way. And I do believe Teresa started it all.
Well, that I agree.
Yeah.
I think she's just making up things.
I don't condone her behavior, certainly, but that's my truth.
We're learning. This is a safe space. We did say that, so.
But no, I'm not judging.
Okay. I was judging a little, but like,
it's fine. Just listening.
Like, favorite Carl and Lindsay.
We listen and we don't judge. Kyle and Amanda. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Kyle and Amanda. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Goals.
Yeah. Oh, Goals. God.
I would say Stassi and Beau.
Stassi and Beau. Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She That's really, good. He really likes.
He loves her.
Yeah. So
he
even after yeah. watching Vanderpump Villa, because I didn't watch Vanderpump Villa, I just saw the clips.
Yes. No. Okay. Because they balance each other out. Okay. Yeah. She's crazy. He's mm-hmm. not.
Yeah.
And that's I think they one. Are really yeah. good. And I love them with their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
That's I good. Think the fact that he hasn't changed the way that he dresses is a good sign.
Yeah. yeah. That's yeah. true.
Yeah.
That's so true.
And he like embraced her like spooky stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does. Yeah. He likes that.
Yeah. 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 It's a good one.
All right. I think, gosh, I didn't even think of this of who's my favorite. Mm.
That's mm. a lot.
I do. I mean, maybe I'll say Lisa and Ken.
Mm. Okay.
I like Ken. Yeah. He's been cracking me up in the early.
Yeah, he's a lot funny. More vocal in the earlier ones.
Early Vanderpump. Yeah. And he's just
he's
so.
He's just holding Jiggy.
Yeah, he's always holding Jiggy. He's at Pride. He's like loving it. I don't know. I just That's feel like they're true. Good. I think they have a good partnership.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Okay, so in this round of Bravo breakups, I'm going to describe the reason or the alleged fan theory or just whatever I think for the breakup, and you tell me which couple it is, and then bonus point for the show that they're on.
Okay,
so number one, she maybe started dating a woman and he maybe cheated throughout their marriage. Meg.
Kyle Richards and Mauricio yeah. Beverly
oh,
Hill.
Yeah, that was
good old. Okay, you guys get your head in
there. That was an easy
that
one.
That was an easy one. I was
I'm disappointed in myself.
Okay. Well, but that's, you're not even yeah. in like a buzzer pushing stance.
I listen this.
Okay, she's
the
ready.
Man's quick.
Yeah.
when it's ready, boom.
Okay. I'll start with just there could be more to give you context to this. So he cheated with a mutual friend. Okay, I'll give you more. And wore secret jewelry. Meg.
Tom Sandoval
mm-hmm.
cheated on Ariana Maddox
yep.
on Vanderpump yeah. Rules with Raquel.
Yes.
Wow. What's the secret jewelry?
Lightning yeah. bolt.
They wore a lightning bolt necklace to signal that they were like wow. thinking of each other.
So
Shut
creepy.
Up, really?
Yeah. yeah. So weird.
Yeah, that was gross.
Disturbing.
What?
Mm-hmm. We found out later that was like a sign.
He's,
ew. Yeah. Ew. Ew.
Okay, so this one, he cheated with a mutual friend.
Another?
And lied about it. And lied about it. And Lauren. Or Matt. Who
yeah,
won?
Matt got no, it first. Jax and Kristen.
Well, but who is he cheating on?
It's Stassi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
good job, Vanderpump. Duh. Were you going to say that, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah we did just
answer.
Watch that.
We just oh, watched oh. it. I was like, when you said cheated, lied like, about it.
And then lied again. Yeah, I was like...
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's
it's
right.
actually really, it's hard to watch. Like, it's one of those yeah. ones that makes me embarrassed because they are both like, that's so disgusting. I would never do that.
Yeah.
That's like my sister. I wouldn't touch him on a 10-foot pole. I'm like, you guys got to stop.
Well, this is gonna look so bad. Stassi gets Kristen's phone and texts Jax from Kristen's phone. He's still lying about it. So it's like, he's lied. Mm-hmm. He's won. It's, oh, it's yeah. squashed.
Yeah.
And then he comes clean.
That's his thing. He lies about it and he's like, okay, now that I've lied a bunch, I'm going to be honest with you. I actually did do that. I'm like, dude, just if you're going to do it, just go all right? the way.
Yeah.
Lie
yeah.
to your grave yeah. about it.
It does oh not gosh. Make you good because this is no. your pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He had no ambition and it wasn't manly that he liked sewing.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say somebody else.
Yeah.
Last word. Craig Conover with Naomi Olindo.
You yeah, know her
name
last
on Southern
name?
Charm.
Hell yeah.
Would you have just accepted Craig and Naomi?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's rubbing it in.
Because there's no way.
She's going for the definitive win.
Yeah, that's really establishing your dominance.
I have so much useless information in my brain.
She's getting it all out today.
Yeah. Okay. I need a life.
She was just not that into him. At least not as into him as she was into her career. Meg.
My queen icon legend Paige DeSorbo mm-hmm. and Craig Conover.
Yeah.
Southern Charm X Summer House.
Correct.
Crossover.
Yep.
I love her so much.
I need
much.
To start going with my gut and buzzing because I was going to guess that. Too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Worst case, you don't get it right.
Yeah.
No minus points. All right.
Okay. No minus points.
If there was someone like in all the franchises, that'd be it. That'd be me.
Paige.
Yeah. That's you do have the Paige energy.
Yeah.
She's so great. She's a Scorpio too. Her birthday is like the day before mine.
Oh my gosh.
Which is funny. Whoa. Yeah.
She's coming out with a sleepwear line.
Yeah. I saw that.
I intend to purchase.
I want to purchase too. I want to see it all though. There was only like a couple photos.
What I was seeing so far, I wasn't like loving.
I know. I want to see more.
Yeah.
I think it comes out next week.
Because she does always wear cute pajamas.
She does. I know.
That one makes sense.
Yeah.
It does. And it's called Daphne.
That's cute.
I love that.
Yeah. That's really cute.
All right, which is her cat's name.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Or
not. Okay, next one. She wasn't soft enough. Meg.
My soft spot for Carl Radke and Lindsay Hubbard, Lindsay Dale Hubbard.
That's what he said to her? Lindsay Dale.
I don't literally, this is my time to shine because literally, why do I know all of this?
Well, not
on Summer House.
Yes, on Summer House.
It's and amazing.
So can you explain the soft thing to Matt?
Oh, yes. She, well, also, I like kind of really can't stand Lindsay. So I was about to say something like,
I liked her this season, though.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
She's pregnant. She's nice. It like calmed
her
down.
That's good.
Everyone was like, she's so much better pregnant.
She is. She was so aggressive.
I
think she is. So Carl was, you know, like, you're just not being, what do you say, like soft.
I watched
like
Summer House until they started dating and I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. It was weird, but yeah, he was looking for more softness.
Yeah,
he was,
like, he's also kind of harder. A wuss. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, their dynamic is like gender roles are totally switched. She's so hardcore.
Yeah.
And he like gets his feelings hurt all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there was never chemistry between them. It was never going to work.
No.
I thought it was a joke.
It was weird.
I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah, you were like, this makes, and I had not watched Summer House actually until I went back to the beginning to watch it.
I
went back to when Paige and Hannah came on, like season three.
Yep.
And then I went back. I've now watched all seasons.
The Workest Twins. Oh,
yes,
God.
Yes. But I had not watched until like they were done. And then I didn't even know. Also, my impression of Lindsay just from Instagram and like nothing was very different from who she is. I just thought she was like a cute blonde, whatever, on the show. I didn't realize she had so much personality.
Yeah,
I
know. She's got a lot.
She's just really aggressive and activated. And I never liked her. I'm sorry, but I don't like you.
She does have an interesting voice. But I will say, I've rewatched Summer House, I think, now like twice. I like Lindsay the more I watch it.
Yeah, I can see that.
When you have to watch a show twice to like someone, that's tough.
Yeah, true.
Has anyone watched Winter House?
Oh, of course.
Yes, no, not course. Every single season, but most
Who's
of them.
Who's on Winter House?
I have.
You got to watch Winter House.
Okay.
Because it's entertaining.
Summer House was my favorite until I started watching Below Deck, and I was like, this is the best show.
Well, Below, gotcha.
They now bring some Below Deck people into Winter House. Like Malina was on it. Malia.
Oh, yeah.
Malia. Aisha was on it.
Oh, I didn't know Aisha was on it.
Was she? Oh my gosh,
for like she guest star, like she was on there for a night, but she was like so funny during
Aisha, she was the nicest person at BravoCon, like by a mile.
I can
see
there
was
the longest line of people waiting for her to take photos, and she did not leave ever. She took her shoes off. She was like, I'm here for good.
For every person, she's like, oh my god, thank you.
Yes, exactly. Oh my
that's
god,
that's so sweet.
The sweetest, and I don't even watch Below Deck. That's
How
a fun
do you
fact.
Not watch
I know.
Death?
I know. What? I got overwhelmed. I was too far out, and I was like, "Oh my god!
Well,
like, do I
like
just
the,
jump in?"
There's the.
I've seen a lot.
There's a lot.
But
you do just jump in, but, and then you need to take breaks.
Yeah.
Then there's the sailing one.
Sailing. Yep. Yeah.
Which I don't really like that one.
Lauren, you watched all of them.
I watched
all of them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I like Captain Sandy. Sometimes I like Captain Lee, but I know everyone loves Kate. I can't fucking stand Kate.
Yeah.
She's
a lot.
She's so, especially, I think more so now after she was on Traitors. Mm. I'm like, she's so fucking annoying.
I loved her
she's
Traitors
also,
season one, though.
I know she's a good, quote, or good chief stew, but she's mean. She talks to people is super mean.
It is.
She bullies people a little bit.
She's kind of like Stassi, honestly. They have similar energies. Yeah.
That's true.
Did you see Kate and Tom Sandoval are on
House of Villains?
Oh, yes.
What is House of Villains?
Yeah.
Jax was on season one. I have not watched it.
I
actually don't know what the premise is, but it's a bunch of people who were villains on TV.
On reality shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
It's where they belong.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back into it. Next one. She cheated with her horse trainer.
Damn it.
Lauren.
Teddy.
Good one.
Teddy and partner is
Oh, no.
Or can you name the show?
Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Yeah. Why would everyone say Eddie?
Close.
Something.
Edwin.
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 Give it to her.
I'll
it
give
her.
It to you because I don't think it's going to make a huge difference.
Wow.
If it comes down to that one point. What?
For second place.
For second. You're right, Matt.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, there
that's
you
what
go.
We're doing right
now. Yeah, like we that's know the, we're not getting oh, first. Yeah.
Absolutely. No.
It's 40 to 6.
Yeah. It's no. not that far, but.
It's
far.
It's far.
Okay. So this next one, I was reading it to a friend, and she gets 3 different correct answers. So wow. I had to ooh, okay. add a little bit more, but I'll start with just the beginning and we'll see.
Okay.
He was a major con man. Meg.
Oh my God, what's his last name? Does it matter? It doesn't matter.
No.
Brooks from OC.
So
with Vicky Gumbelson.
That
with big cancer.
Is the one. So I had 2 here where it was he's a major con man.
Okay.
That was the one I did not have, but I added it because I was like, correct.
Yeah,
so I'll give
right?
you okay. I'll give you points for that, but there I'll say he was a major con man.
I was conned.
Lauren.
Tom Girardi.
Yep, and Erica.
Oh,
is that?
Ooh, okay.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
And then
that
there's,
was crazy.
Wait, there's another. Juicy Joe.
Yes.
Giudice. Joe Giudice.
Teresa and Joe. Teresa.
I was going to say also Salt Lake. What's Jen?
But they didn't break up.
Oh.
I know she. My friend also said that, oh, but yeah. I was like,
oh. Which I'm very surprised.
I know.
Same. I don't know if he's waiting for her to get out of prison.
We yeah. don't. Or people think maybe. That he was like maybe involved
oh,
somehow, and it's
true.
Kind of like he's you know staying yeah. together.
Yeah.
For,
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Last one. Oh, and my other clues that I was gonna do was and now he's senile, and then the other one was and now he can't come back into the U.S.
Joe Gorga.
But you guys got
I
it.
I mean, Giudice.
Yeah.
Judice, whatever.
All right, last one in this round. He was always in London. Also, she changed. Lauren.
PK and Dorit.
Yes. From
PK.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Good job. Good job, guys.
Wow.
Okay, do we want a score check before the last round?
Yes.
Or are you guys
sure.
good?
Sure.
Okay. Meg is coming in number 1 at 35.
Shocker.
I was close.
Yeah, close.
Wow.
Lauren has 13 and Matt, you have 5. But this
oh,
is
man.
Your round.
Yeah,
is
you got
it?
This.
Yeah.
Is it below deck?
No.
Well, this that's not my round.
Maybe there's some below deck in here.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would not know that.
This is just called Random Roundup.
Ooh. Okay.
So in our final round, I've put together a collection of random Bravo trivia.
Ooh.
So we'll see if we can close the gap.
Yikes.
There could be some bonus points we add in here.
Sure.
Okay. Number 1.
20 bonus points.
Where is Andy Cohen from? Meg.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
Nice.
I've read all his books. I love him with every inch of my soul.
Did you meet him at BravoCon?
Oh, no. He had like 7 bodyguards around him at all times.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
what he was being swole.
And he's not a large man.
No, he's so short.
Yeah.
What do you think about all the drama that was like surrounding him? Of like,
oh, my God. A bunch of baloney. Like, get out of here. I ride or die for this man. I would take a bullet for this man.
Well, it was all came from like
Leah McSweeney. Get out of here.
Yeah, housewives that were fired.
Yes. Like,
so like
get over yourself. Yeah. Like, goodbye. I felt better knowing how many people supported him against that. Like, the only people that were like with Leah, I feel like it wasn't even that many people. Who was on her side?
I mean, like sort of Bethany, but
yeah,
or Brandy,
true.
I think.
Brandy,
which
yep,
that's
yep,
another.
Yep, that's the whole thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm Team Andy always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Who was the very first housewife cast in a Real Housewives franchise? Lauren.
Oh, say.
And what housewife?
Ooh.
Gina.
Okay. So, yes, actually.
Yeah.
I thought it was Vicky.
Mm-mm.
No.
Which I, but yeah. you're right. It was
good
Gina.
Good one. Good one.
Good job, Lauren. That was
amazing.
That, I knew that
I did not get that
they
one.
They just had a documentary on the Housewives.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
On what?
It was Hulu. Okay. And it was about the dark side of the 2000s.
Wow. Yes.
And it was like about the Housewives. Oh, was an episode in it.
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah. And Gina was on it.
Yeah, Gina. Awesome. Gina
yeah.
Keough.
Yeah. Good job. Okay, good job.
Good work.
In the crossover introduction episode of Summer House, we see cast members from Vanderpump Rules visit the Montauk house to party with the gang. In attempting to flirt with Stassi, Kyle tells her that she looks like who?
Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. That was funny.
And why? Always remember that. Why?
Her bathing, she was wearing a bathing suit that like looked like a turtleneck, but it wasn't a turtleneck. Like, I get it. It was just a high neck, bathing suit. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh my God. So that's good. That was a great moment.
It's crazy that didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And she did not understand why he was saying that. That is so and he was funny. So drunk he couldn't like explain.
Oh, that's what was my favorite.
Classic.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Summer should be fun. Amanda? Not fun.
So good.
That we say like, that a lot.
I love it. They give us so
it's
much.
It's impressive that they're still together.
Is it impressive right? Or is it like sad?
Is it mostly sad?
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
I guess we'll find out more tonight.
They don't have a prenup, true. So it's smart for both of them.
The most like eye-opening part was when he cheated on her, and then then his mom was like, "Well, I mean, that's kind of what we do. Like, I cheated on your dad," and it was like,
"I forgot about that."
His
mom
is wild.
Yeah, and they look exactly the same too, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
that's crazy.
I hope that's a question in here.
Okay. What is the name of Craig's company? Meg.
Sewing Down South.
Good job. Did you meet Craig at Bravo Con? Oh my gosh.
I didn't meet him. I think the line was too long. Mm. I remember seeing him. And it was when he and Paige were together. That's they were swarmed too. So
another time I was slighted by a Bravo character. It was Craig. He was in Beaverton in Oregon.
What? Because
he was doing like a Fred Meyer tour of his brand. Because Fred Meyer bought his brand. So he went around to a bunch of Fred Meyer.
Yeah, Kroger sells Sewing Down South. I don't think they bought it, but they sell it.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. They adopted it or whatever.
Got it.
So he did like a tour of Fred Meyer's and Kroger's, and I found out that he was in Portland, like doing the Beaverton one. So I DM'd him like, "Dude, let's go get some espresso martinis."
And he didn't respond.
He didn't respond.
What?
Wow. Yeah, it's like he's a man of the people. But
like he gets that many DMs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
True.
Okay. Bravo has a contract provision where reality stars are required to share a percentage of their profits from their businesses that are started or expanded while on the show. Hmm. What is this provision called?
Wow, I didn't know this.
Mm. Meg.
I'm making this up. The Bethany Clause?
Yeah, correct.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, heck yeah. From her skinny girl margarita.
That was impressive. Because they didn't have a rule.
No,
at
she negotiated. So it wasn't a thing, and she like negotiated, and so it was implemented after she used the show to fully build Skinny Girl.
For sure,
true.
Yeah. Now you'll see either their stuff is blurred out or it's fully not mentioned.
It's surprising that they didn't think of that before they
Well, right? I think also social media wasn't as big of a thing.
Yeah, true.
But like, there's housewives who I know Tamra who has a CBD company. Mm-hmm. She'll talk about I don't know why they didn't include this whole. I threw a launch party for my CBD and it was so much drama, whatever, and they fully cut it out.
Yeah,
so I think they're pretty cutthroat about it.
That's kind of messed up.
You don't always get a complete picture of the housewife because Crystal Minkoff from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she was married to the director of Lion King. And that's kind of what you knew her as.
Yeah.
But she actually has the number two coconut water company.
Yeah.
And they don't mention that at all.
Because she didn't want to promote it on the show. So people just think she's this kind of dumb housewife.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
I know. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
That's something.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dorinda's home in the Berkshires is called what?
Next. Bluestone Manor. Met her at BravoCon. She was an angel. Oh my God. Aww. I have a picture with her. She rubbed our shoulders. We're we love you so much.
Did anyone suck at BravoCon?
Honestly, no.
That's awesome.
It was, oh my God, meeting Karen Huger and Giselle Bryant, my life was complete. I'm obsessed with both of them. And I talked to both of them about their frenemy relationship with each other, and they both cracked up.
Oh,
they were amazing.
Gosh.
Shannon Bedore was hilarious with my sister. I didn't meet her though. My mom met Candy, took a selfie with her. Truly, everyone was amazing. I hope they still are.
Yeah,
that was 3 years ago now.
Yeah,
so much has changed, but that's why I really want to go back and see what it's like again.
And do they charge for photos?
No.
I wonder if that's a thing now.
No,
I would hope not.
There are ways
you pay to go to that.
You can get a guaranteed photo if you do buy an add-on and you get in the line.
Nice.
But I just did what everybody else did, and you just go up to them in a little bazaar. They're selling product and stuff.
Oh yeah, because
they all sell product, but that's free. So,
what product did you buy?
Oh my God. Okay, I'm ashamed. but I have to live my truth. I had to buy. Wait, what's it called? Oh my God. It's her freaking three wick candle. Do you guys not watch Potomac?
Yes, the three wick candle, right?
Oh, Potomac. Yes.
I'm
sleeping on it.
It's is it awesome?
The best.
The candle?
It's so good. The candle, I have never lit it yeah. to this day. It was like $50.
Does it smell good?
Yeah, that's never. And then I had to buy it in order to get a picture with her. Oh. Like, they forced you in the bazaar area. Oh my God.
Smart.
It smells like a fireplace. It's like very basic. That's what I bought.
That's so funny. Well, because I remember there was another housewife on Potomac who had a Wendy. Candle, but she was like, but hers is only one wick.
Yeah.
Mine is three wick. Or whatever.
Oh my God.
That is way better.
It's so funny. Yeah, you got to have a three wick. Yeah.
Okay, this is a below deck question.
Oh no. Okay, I'm out.
This below deck captain once defended their boat against pirates.
What?
Lauren.
Captain Jason.
No.
Oh. Captain Sandy.
Yeah, good job,
Matt. Wait, pirates? Yeah.
It's not on the show, but she talks about it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, Captain Sandy was also lovely at BravoCon.
Oh, yeah. She seems really cool. I mean, of course, it's always like you never know how they're painting them in certain lights, but they're the way that the like crew respects her and that kind of shows like she does care about them a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, what I like about that show is it has to be somewhat serious where they're actually.
Yeah.
Like a ton of strict rules because they're actually on a boat with people in the water, in the ocean, on like, you know, jet skis and all that. And like, they have to be somewhat competent because they're actually a crew of a boat. Certainly. I like that part.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. Well. We have three more questions.
Okay.
There have been three seasons of The Traitors. So it's going to be, did the Faithfuls or Traitors win? And you just have to say Faithfuls won this season, Traitors won this season, or whatever for all three U.S. seasons. Meg.
I didn't even watch season one and two, but here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm obsessed with season three. And I was a traitor in the Converse Traitors.
Oh, yeah, Matt, you didn't. This was before you started at Converse, but they did it. I signed up and then I got way too nervous.
Oh my God, you need to do season two. Wait, I'm going to be a host. So
you are?
Oh, I've never seen it.
Dude, I'll do that.
Lauren, so you got to watch Traitors.
It's so good. Season one. The Traitors won,
which is a spoiler, Lauren, but that's fine. It's been out for a while.
Sorry,
It's also so different because it's regular people.
Yes,
and
season one, exactly.
And I'm glad they went away from that because it was kind of weird.
Yeah. It was hard to care about the people.
But it was
famous.
Yeah, it was the most devastating moment because people were like, "She would never lie to me. Like, this is my best friend and my mom." And she's like,
"Stop it. Yeah, it I need actually, to watch it. It I'm going sad. To.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I
think
know
knowing
that
what happens will make you more chill watching it.
Yeah. That's true. And then, like, I know what will ultimately happen and just kind of see it play out. So season one, the Traitors won. Season two, Faithful, CT and what's her name? Trishelle.
Trishelle, yeah.
From The Real World, The Challenge, all that stuff. They won.
Yeah.
But they wronged poor Mercedes.
I liked that. I liked that because she didn't deserve to win.
No, is that her
I
name?
Have to watch it too. MJ
from
Mercedes.
Oh, yeah. MJ. Mercedes. I didn't know her name was Mercedes.
I think so.
She didn't deserve to win.
No, she did not deserve to win.
No, okay. Yeah. I'll definitely watch it and see.
And also,
she rode coattails and she just was never a threat. That's how she
made also
all
voted
the
wrong way every time.
Oh, really?
It was like,
she was
weird.
Such a dead weight.
So frustrating.
And then the other thing, though, is
that makes
like,
sense.
And Trishelle, I think, explained this better. But she was like, when you're at the end, you truly do not know.
No.
And like, it's like, you're not going to go with somebody that you're not like, she wasn't close with her.
Did you watch that one?
I didn't see season one or two.
So it's she and CT, and you think like, oh, perfect. But they have to go another round. Because they don't do it the first time, because they're even not sure about each other.
Oh. Yeah, Trishelle's like doesn't
so
trust
you really
CT
don't.
Ever.
So then once they do that, they had to go a second round of voting, and then they knew they were like on the same page. And
Lauren, you gotta watch because Meg, you gotta watch too because there's a reason why she doesn't trust CT. So it like all kind of comes back around.
That sounds really good. So good. I'll watch that this summer, and then season three, of course, which we just had our lovely four dynamic Faithfuls.
Yes.
One.
Yes. Good,
good
job.
For them. Good for
them. That's the Efron's brother, right?
Yeah. Dylan Efron, America's sweetheart.
Love him so much.
That was huge for him.
Because
he's so likable and he was really smart and good at the game.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect scenario.
He was like, so Peter, Pilot Pete.
Oh.
Dylan was very similar to Pilot Pete.
Really?
Game.
Oh, God.
But Dylan played it just a little
Dylan
better.
Played it,
smarter.
I think Dylan played it way better. Like, Pete got cocky and like, People were threatened that. By him. Yeah, because he's like, I'm good
he at thinks this. He's so great. Like, yeah.
Well, and I think one strategy that you need to have is when you know someone's a traitor, become their best friend.
Absolutely.
Which is what Dylan did. Yep. Dylan like knew who the traitors were. And so he became very close to them and they did not.
Yeah. He took his time.
That's he was smart.
Yeah. Was and that's so why smart. When they'd have those, like the traitors would get together. They're like, nah, Dylan, he's my guy. I got him on my pocket. And like,
Like he's like, and then at the end he's like, no, I knew, but like I was trying to stay here.
Yep. So good.
So Meg, who won in the office?
So many faithfuls. Yeah. Oh. My arch nemesis. I have a nemesis. That I won't name her. I won't name her because this is a podcast.
Doesn't deserve to have her name.
You know who you are. She outed me and got everybody to turn me. I don't think I was. Everybody, she's this one person. Again, you know who you are. She, this is all in jest. Yeah. She thought I was being like too quiet, I guess, given how much I love the show. And like, as you can see today, I'm very passionate about like all this silly stuff. I was a traitor.
So she was right.
She was right. Okay, so like she got people to turn on me and vote me out. Like
damn.
Which hurt. I was the first traitor they found. No way. Too. Yeah. Oh. I was like, damn. I so made it like halfway through the game.
Then that's just blind luck then. That's what makes me mad, like when we're watching it and people are like on the first round, like, no, you breathed weird when someone said this and I'm like, you're just guessing
at that. Yeah. I know. True. Yeah. It's okay.
So no good. Hard feelings. You guys need to go back and watch. You need to watch Lauren. You'll love it. Matt and I, so we watched the second season. Well, I had tried to watch it and I was just like, I'm not into it. Mm-hmm. And we had some friends who were like, you'll love this early on. Mm-hmm. And tried, didn't like it. Then recently we watched the second season and we were like, oh my God. So then we watched the first season and then we started the third season with it.
It was not
so good.
It wasn't as fun going from two to one because they changed.
True. That's true.
And you didn't like watching it week to week when we did that for season three.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Because... as you know, when you watch it week to week, nothing fucking happens.
Yeah.
And they get it wrong. So watching, so painful. Like you wait a whole week for them to walk around, say the same thing, nothing happened, and then they vote it wrong.
That's like, so true.
They have it right before the round table, and then they all convince each other to get it wrong. Yep. I'm like, God.
Yeah. So true. Oh my God.
I actually stopped watching it.
You did.
Really?
I did. Yeah. I was like, I'm done. I don't
care. But it ended pretty amazingly. So
it did. Yeah. It did. Yeah. It was good.
All right. Ugh. We have two more questions.
Oh, boy.
So season one, the women of Real Housewives of Miami are seen holding champagne flutes in the intro.
Oh.
Season two and onwards, what are they holding?
I didn't know there was a Miami.
It moved to, it was an older one and then it moved to Peacock only. Lauren.
I've never watched it, and this is probably wrong, but because they're Miami Oranges.
No.
There's holding
women. That's OC.
The Orange OC. State.
Is it another drink?
It's another drink. Matt.
Mojitos.
Yes.
Wow.
That was good.
Now I got to go back and look at that. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a Cuban drink.
Oh, is it?
Huh?
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. A lot of them are Cuban.
Okay. Yeah. That does make sense. Yep.
Okay, last one, and we've talked about her a lot. Kate Chastain, best known for her time as Chief Stew on Below Deck, is a very talented towel folder. After a guest upset Kate, she folded an obscene image with his towels, yet insisted it was not inappropriate. It was what? Lauren.
She said it was a rocket ship.
Yes.
Stop it.
She also claimed to later do a palm tree.
Stop. Kate.
You can
use
your imagination. What is it? Yeah, so I think you should go back and watch Below Deck. I would just like early seasons Below Deck, and then Med is, of course, good.
Captain Jason's really good.
Captain Jason is also good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Captain well.
Yeah. I feel like the crew is best on Med.
Yeah.
I think Hannah as the Chiefs do, and the drama that happens with them is super good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everyone for participating. The final scores. So, and this is going to be close. We have in third place Matt, honorary man here today.
Good job.
Thank you. Lauren. So Matt had 7 points. Lauren, you have 16 points.
Wow.
And Meg, you came in at 39. Good job, definitive winner. We'll figure out some sort of prize. Thank you guys all for being here and for participating. This was so much fun.
This was.
Good job. Nice questions.
Now we have a little community. Thank you.
Very well done.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. Awesome. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.